What's up, guys? It's the Laces Out Finkel Show. It is Monday, December. I believe it is the 3rd, December 3rd. Welcome back. I am so happy to be here. First and foremost, you know what I do. You know who I am. I am the restricted, I'm going to say still unrestricted, beer league free agent. I am a retired softball legend, the middle school Co-City champ three-point machine. I'm a Dallas Stars supporter. I'm a Kevin Durant heckler extraordinaire. You can find me at Instagram or on Twitter at Laces Out Finkel. Again, at Laces Out Finkel on Instagram or Twitter. And I am a Patreon rookie to the game, just getting started with Patreon. But I am at patreon.com/lacesoutfinkel. I'm going to kind of restructure the tier network. I'm really just new to this whole Patreon thing, but I want to make sure it is perfect for everyone out there that decides to donate. First and foremost, thank you for everyone that has supported the podcast thus far. It has been a fantastic journey. I believe we're on like episode 20, aside from like a little side projects that I've done here and there. So all in all, I've done about 25 to 30 episodes. And today, first and foremost, I think I've said that first and foremost already, I want to give a quick shout out to Bladeshades.com. If you guys are looking for a Christmas present for the hockey or sports fan in your life, check out Bladeshades.com. They are a new company. These are the guys behind the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave, and if you guys haven't seen that, you've got to check it out. It was recently on a Netflix series, I believe, about these basically restructured homes or spaces to kind of reflect the passion behind the people. Well, this one is very near and dear to my heart because, as you guys know, I love hockey. I love all kinds of the stories and everything behind it. But anyway, I'll get back to it. Bladeshades.com. The guys behind the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave are the creators of Bladeshades.com. Make sure to check out this website. They make hockey-inspired glasses, and these are fantastic. I have not bought these guys yet, but I'm definitely going to. They have got, for hockey players, for goalies, and for your ever-lovable goons, they've got a sunglass for you. I think that's how you say it. They have a sunglass for you. Go check these guys out. They are running a deal right now. Use the code 1for10 or 2for20 or 3for30 and save 10% on one pair, 20% on two pairs, or 30% on three pairs. Again, Bladeshades.com. I will be ordering at least one or two pairs of these bad boys, and I will be putting them on my Instagram soon, which I have now made into like this little mecca business Instagram. Anyway, Bladeshades.com. Check them out. Make sure to check out their website, ultimatehockeyfancave.com, as well. These guys are awesome. They put up content on YouTube and Instagram every day. They've got a really cool podcast called Cave Talk, and not to mention they have their website, the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave, as well. ultimatehockeyfancave.com. All right, let's get into what I really want to talk about today. And because the Blade Shades are not so much a sponsor, I'm just really passionate about this product because it looks awesome and the guys behind it are fantastic. Today is all about hockey, and today is mostly going to be centered around, well, me and my experience with the game of hockey. I know a lot of people have asked me why did I get into hockey? Why did I get into ice hockey? And because I've only been playing ice hockey for a year. In fact, I just got off the ice. I went and skated at the Dr. Pepper Star Center in Farmers Branch, met a couple of really great guys there, and that's a part of the reason why I want to talk to everyone around, or talk to everyone about ice hockey, and just hockey in the community in general. First and foremost, I have been a hockey fan for as long as I can remember. The Dallas Stars came to Dallas from Minnesota in 1993. 93 to 94, I think it is. It might be 1992 to 1993, but you can hear me clicking away. I mean, you can hear my producer clicking away. Anyway, the Dallas Stars came in 1993. So 1992 and 1993. They came from Minnesota. Before that, they were known as the Minnesota North Stars, which were created back in 1967. So from 1967 to 1993, the now Dallas Stars were in Minnesota, which is known as the state of hockey. And a lot of you guys know that. I may have shared that with you, but it's a really sore subject for people in Minnesota because they were and still call themselves the state of hockey, but they could not so much because of the fans, but they could not keep their team around for whatever reason. Mostly it's money. I hate to say that, but 90% of the things like that are pretty much because of money. So you've got the Stars coming to Dallas. I was a young, impressionable boy. And I really just fell in love with the sport. It was something different. It was something new. It was something unfamiliar to people down here in Dallas. Because let's be completely honest, we don't know what ice is, technically. We don't really have ice down here. We didn't have ice. We didn't have any ice skating rinks at the time. I think we had one. It might have been in the Galleria. But no, there is no outdoor ice skating. Until recently, Farmers Branch has an outdoor rink that they are setting up now. I actually saw it today, and if you guys saw my story on my Instagram, I showed you guys a quick picture of the tent out there. But it's it is really, really cool. I can't wait for them to open that up. And another thing, the ballpark in Arlington, because I do not call it Globe Life Park, it's the ballpark in Arlington, they have this really cool deal going on for Christmas. I'll get back to what hockey means to me. But right now, I just want to kind of take a little sidetrack into this. It's called Enchanted. And I believe you can go look at Enchanted, type in Enchanted on Google, and then you'll find the link for it. I think there's one in Seattle and one in Arlington. And that's it. That's it for the entire nation. But it's awesome. They've basically transformed the whole infield and outfield, the whole baseball field, into a winter wonderland Christmas type experience. And the reason I bring it up is because they also have an ice skating trail. And I know that you guys, if you follow me on Facebook, if you follow me on Instagram as well, and probably Twitter too, you guys saw the picture of it I posted or retweeted or whatever you want to call it. And they have, I basically said, I never knew this was on my bucket list until now. So welcome to the bucket list. I want to ice skate in the center field, or I think it's in right field. I want to ice skate in right field of the ballpark at Arlington. So that's going to be awesome. Can't wait to do that. I have a group of people that have already reached out to me that we're going to try and get together and go, you know, take a couple laps. Regardless, let's get back into really what this podcast is about. What this whole thing is really about. It's about hockey. So my dad actually built me a goal because I fell in love with the sport. And not to mention, when the Stars came to Dallas, this is also around the time when, you know, Mighty Ducks was just coming out. I can vaguely remember watching the movie. It was kind of like The Sandlot, with the only difference being Sandlot, I could actually go out and play baseball. Mighty Ducks, I couldn't really go out and just ice skate. So I didn't have the ability to do that because we didn't have the ability to get ice. All that being said, I remember street hockey. That was my first experience with hockey itself, and just falling in love with the sport, all aspects of it. And I know a lot of you guys, I've actually sent the link out to a couple of you guys. I remember ESPN2 had a pro hockey roller hockey league in California. And I mean, we're talking with teams like the Salsa and whatnot, but it was really cool. It was almost like a gigantic half pipe, and where the ramp went up was behind the goalie. So these guys were like, totally extreme, going behind the goal, bruh. And it was fascinating. So the young, impressionable child that I was thought to myself, I'm going to grow up one day to be a big superstar in roller hockey. That's not a thing. Unfortunately, the league was disbanded. Anywho, that's a big thing for me. That was roller hockey is still a big thing. I've actually, about a year ago, I started playing ice hockey, or, you know, whatever you want to call what I do on the ice. And I've still debated whether or not I want to get roller skates to go play inline. And I know a lot of my ice hockey friends that you can't do, don't do that, stupid, I want to learn words, whatever. I still want to do it because it's a good workout. It makes your body familiar with the motions. It is different, obviously, than playing on ice because the gravel is not slippery. But you know what I mean. So I can remember Dallas getting the hockey team and then being really into it and the Mighty Ducks. I remember the Mighty Ducks had the cartoon with the McDonald's toys. I know you guys probably saw the Instagram post I made the other day on my storyline about how awesome McDonald's toys are up in Canada. I've got Kermit the Frog in a Western Conference Dallas Stars All-Star jersey sitting in my car. He is the mascot now. I bought a Jerome Iginla miniature little figure that is encased in a Calgary Flame hockey helmet with a visor. These are just the kind of things that the kids up in Canada are getting in their Happy Meals, you know. So shout out to Canada and McDonald's up there for really changing the whole Happy Meal toy game. Because down here, you know, the Hot Wheels were leading the way, and those are fantastic. But the reason I bring up the McDonald's toys is because Mighty Ducks had the McDonald's toys down here in America. And they were so cool. It was these little pucks with the Mighty Ducks characters kind of driving their little hockey puck cars around. And they were just like the coolest toys in the world to me. And so that was a big push for me and my fandom, I guess you could say. So the Mighty Ducks cartoon was huge for me. And then floor hockey. Now, floor hockey is an actual sport. It's a huge thing. So there's actually, I've seen two different versions of floor hockey. So I've seen it in that there's a Vice Sports video on ball hockey. I think it's there's floor hockey and ball hockey. Ball hockey is basically in line without the skates. You're running around, but you've got the shin pads, you've got the elbow pads, you don't need shoulder pads. You more or less just have a couple of extremities padded up, and then you have a helmet. And then you have an actual hockey stick, but you have a roller ball, and you run around on a court that is shaped as a hockey rink, or I guess you would say a rink, and you just don't have any skates. So that's the big difference. So, you know, if my body doesn't allow me to continue to ice skate, I could always just do that. So floor hockey, though, the floor hockey I'm talking about is when you play on your knees as a kid, and you're basically just slapping whatever round object you have from one end of a big room to another end of a big room. And I just remember watching Stars games and playing with my neighbor across the street, and we would just play floor hockey for hours. And it sucks because you would get rug burn on your knees. And this is before people see rug burn and instantly think of a dirty thing. You play vates. Now you're a pervert. I'll show you a pervert, pervert. That's Bob's Burgers reference. So That was a fond memory for me, was playing floor hockey, and I still have some of the small sticks that I used when I was a kid to play floor hockey. But anyway, so roller hockey, so you had ball hockey and floor hockey. Floor hockey is completely different. It's got this weird curved stick and the goalies. It's just, look it up. Look up floor hockey on YouTube. It's insane. They have these curved sticks, and it's all like a wiffle ball kind of thing that they use. It's insane. It's so fun to watch, though, and the sticks are weird. You don't need pads because the ball doesn't hurt, and there's just really not a lot of, there's no checking in it. But look it up, floor hockey. So yeah, I grew up playing on the streets. We played in the streets, mean streets of Garland. But my dad did not want to buy a goal for my brother and I or the kids in the neighborhood, so he built out of a fishing net and PVC pipe, built us a hockey goal. And so that was the goal that we used in the streets. And so I remember that was my earliest memory of actually playing the sport, was that and then my version of floor hockey. Fast forward to, you know, high school. At this point, you know, the Stars have won the Stanley Cup. I am fully immersed in the sport. And this is just the sport. I don't know about the lifestyle or the connection that it has or people have to it yet. That's going to come up next. So I will say that I remember, and this is a very cliche statement to have, I can tell you exactly where I was when the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup in 1999. And it was when I had all of my family from San Antonio, who I just actually saw this weekend. Side note, happy birthday to my grandma. Today is her actual birthday, December 3rd. She is a part of the 90s club now. And I'll let you figure out what I mean, because I don't want to say her age. You guys can figure it out. I'm sure she wouldn't want me spreading that around. Regardless, happy birthday, Grandma. I love you. You're the best. You are the matriarch of SAS. You are the reason that I am the reason that I am here. The reason of the reason. So thanks for having my mom, so my mom would have me. Bada bing, bada boom. So, fast forward to 1999. The Stars win the Stanley Cup. I am on the corner of the couch. My parents still, to this day, have this wicked, awesome pull-out couch. And so I was on the corner of the pull-out couch, and my cousins are all asleep, and I just remember overtime after overtime, and Brett Hull with that, the goal counted. So, suck it, Buffalo. Your jerseys were phenomenal. Dominik Hasek is a god amongst men when it comes to the being a goalie in between the pipes. But we won. It's over. Get over it. So, by the way, Buffalo is really dangerously good right now. Went on a 9-game win streak. Man, fun to watch. Hockey's so much fun to watch. We're on our way. We're on our way to that. So the Stars win in 1999, and of course, you know, as a Dallas fan, I'm like, oh my god, let's do this. You know, I'm the biggest hockey fan of all time. And so, I apologize. I know you guys can hear that rumble. That is my awesome douchebag neighbor downstairs, who apparently is a rap connoisseur. And so, if you hear me stomping around, that's just to let them know, like, hey, your music's really loud. And I'm 31, and I'm an old man. Because these days when you rap musics and you hip hops and you turn it. Anywho, so, where was I? So, flash forward, fast. So, at this point, I'm going into high school, and that's when I meet one of my closest friends now, Nathan. Nathan and I, and I've mentioned him in the podcast, and he's a mainstay now. In my life, because he finally moved back to Dallas from that atrocious city down there called Houston. So Nathan and I met when I was a freshman in high school. We met because of his sister Summer, who is also awesome. She's fantastic, still a part of my life. Glad to have her back down from D.C. So this is like my second family, or third family, or fourth. I got a lot of families. I grew up with a really great group of friends. So fast forward to freshman year of high school, I meet Nathan. He is at this point, I believe, in seventh grade. Long story short, we become friends, and I find out he plays ice hockey. And I'm like, oh, it's so cool. And that was my first introduction to the lifestyle, seeing and being around it. And I think that's why I have an affinity to the Calgary Flames. And the reason I have an affinity to the Calgary Flames is because when Nathan played in high school, he played for the Garland Stampede. And the Garland Stampede, to kind of give you an aspect of how how unfamiliar hockey was in Dallas at this point, and this is back in 2003, I think, 2004, around 2002 to 2004. We'll say that. So around that time, I believe that, well, they are really getting it down there, so that's frustrating. I apologize. But, so you have that going on. Let me start over. So the Stampede basically was a compilation of, we had 8 high schools in the Garland Independent School District, and they only had enough kids to fill the team they had tryouts in all of these schools and took a handful of those guys and made the Garland Stampede. And the Garland Stampede logo was this fantastic flaming horse head that was the logo for the Calgary Flames. And it was also a G, which the Calgary Flames had a C, with the Flames behind it. So I think that's why I have an affinity for the Calgary Flames, because this was my first introduction to be around a hockey team. Not to mention Nathan's dad, Paul, was a part of the hockey team as well. And I'm still friends with that guy. Paul is amazing. He was a big introduction for me into hockey. And I think he had the same affinity to hockey towards, like, as I did. He didn't necessarily grow up playing it, but he grew up knowing the sport and then just became a fan of the sport and became invested in it and fell in love with the sport as I have. So Nathan and I become friends. We go out throughout high school. I meet a lot of the guys that he plays hockey with on the Flames. I'm sorry, the Stampede. And I start going to Texas Tornado minor league hockey games because of my buddy Craig Floyd. Now, Craig Floyd, I did not play hockey with him. Craig didn't play hockey, and I wasn't playing hockey at this time either. But his mom took care of us in the fact that she gave us tickets to go see the Texas Tornadoes play. And the Texas Tornadoes used to be the minor league hockey team here in the Dallas area, which is now the Texas Stars down in the Austin area. But we had the Texas Tornadoes. I still have a jersey. I have a couple of the mini sticks. That team was awesome. And they played over at the Frisco Dr. Pepper Star Center way back in the day, around 2004, 2005, a little bit after that as well. It was so – that was instrumental into me falling in love even more so with the sport. So I've got Nathan playing. I've got Texas Tornado stuff going on. Then Nathan goes off to college. He goes and plays at Texas A&M, and they have a club team down there. And that's when I take the next step of, okay, now I really want to get into this lifestyle. I want to be a part of this lifestyle. That seed was planted way back in 2003 to 2005. The seed was planted for me to play hockey at that point when I was in high school. But at that point when I was in high school, I was also saying I was going to be a professional rollerblader. I was going to be the kicker of the football team as a junior in high school that had not kicked a football ever. I was going to do all the things that I said I was going to do and never did them. I was known as that guy. So he goes down and plays in College Station. They have a club team down there. And I meet guys with the likes of, and I'm going to name drop a lot of my friends, and I hope that they all listen to this so they can hear it, guys like Nick Xenakis, Nick Vail, Hofer. I meet Gannon, who is the goalie or was the goalie for the team. And then Nick Culleton. And then my alter ego, if I would have played hockey as a kid, Dinkelman, who was fondly known as Dink. So there is a Fink and Dink connection, and I've posted the picture with this guy. He is basically me if I would have played hockey and then gone on to college and played hockey and then actually gone to college as well. This is me. This is my alter ego. We are but one. When we are together, there is no two. We are one unit. Anywho, that seed was planted. So when I saw Nathan and I met these guys that were part of the A&M club team, that's when I knew, okay, I'm going to have to play this sport. I have to get into it. So fast forward again a couple years. Nathan's now back in Dallas, and we finally get together, and then last year, I don't know what exactly it was. I've got another buddy of mine, Michael O'Reilly, who has been instrumental into me getting out there and playing as well. I had no idea that this guy played. I find out one day he posts something on social media, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and I find out he plays as well. And I think, oh man, you know, if he can get out there and do it, because I played softball with this guy too, maybe this is something I really can do. So I reach out to him, and he's like, man, you got to do it. Please, I want more of my friends to get involved. And all of that kind of mixed together last year. I had gotten out of a long-term relationship. I didn't have really the time nor the money before that because I was in a relationship. So obviously I was busy, you know, trying to adhere to that. And I finally said, you know what? Screw it. I've got nothing to lose. And that's when I started. That's what really, really began my investment into the game and the lifestyle. The first thing I bought were skates. I bought them on Facebook. You can go on Facebook, and it's a DFW buy, trade, sell adult hockey page where you can find all the – that's where I got all of my equipment at. That's where I found my bag, my shoulders, my shins, my elbows, my, you know, everything, the skates, and all of the equipment that you need. You can go on there and find it, and that's what I did because I was scared that it was going to be so expensive. But the thing is, if you can get a good deal on some of this equipment, it's not as expensive as it sounds. Now, at this point in my quote-unquote career, again, unrestricted free agent in the beer leagues, I'm not where I want to be skill-wise. I'm a perfectionist, but I can say this much. Being a part of that lifestyle, the family, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, because there's a ton of females, there's a ton of girls out there that play. I mean, the girls won the gold medal in the past Olympics, while the guys, the USA team, kind of petered off. That was because, and then granted, we didn't use any NHLers in the entire Olympics, which was a joke in itself. Anywho, the women, badass. Hillary Knight is a beast. The goalie they have, oh man, it was such a fun Olympic to watch. And I think this past weekend they actually played Canada. I'll have to look it up and let you guys know what came of that. They played a 3-game series against Canada. the U.S. women's national team. So I am now, at this point, fully invested into this lifestyle. I am now good friends with the likes of, like I said, Xenakis, Dink, whenever he shows up. He goes missing a lot. We worry. We miss him. We love him. Vale, another really good friend of mine. Now Cully, Nick Culleton, Sabra. He's an absolute captain insano. And that this guy will sleep maybe 2 hours a weekend. This guy is awesome. Goes and takes care of animals. He's a vet tech. And then we'll wake up and sleep for like 2 hours and go play hockey on Sunday nights. No big deal. And of course, one of my closest, if not one of my closest friend, Nathan Banks, he's an absolute beautician. He's been super patient with me. He's taught me the ins and outs of skating, the C cuts, the swizzles, the stopping. I don't know how to skate backwards yet, but by God, we're going to get there. The lifestyle, just the guys like the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave, the how-to hockeys. You have the hockey tutorial. I mean, they're Nasher. You look at these influencers on Facebook and Instagram, and it's just, it's a family. It's a really cool family to be a part of. Even today I went and played, I met two guys, Mac and Mike, and they were the first two guys into the locker room after I walked in. And this was just a simple stick and puck, which for those of you who don't know, imagine not even a pickup game of basketball. It's where you're literally just, it's a shoot around. There's no really structure to it. You are literally going out there with a ball, and you're shooting it around. And if a one-on-one breaks out or if a game of 21 breaks out, that's the exact same thing with stick and puck. Stick and puck, you go, you have your full setup on. You know, sometimes you don't wear your shoulders. It's whatever. But you can go out there and work on drills. You can work on dribbling. You can work on passing. And today, a three-on-three broke out, or a two-on-three and two-on-twos broke out. And it's exhausting. That's one thing I have to let everyone know before I go into what it's like to learn this game. It is absolutely physically demanding and exhausting. Kudos to every single person that plays this game, past, present, future. It is taxing, but it's so worth it. It's so much fun to get out there and play. All this, Nathan helping me get to the sport, Michael kind of giving me the boost to really get out there. I actually skated in full pads for the first time with Mike, and it was so awesome. We skated at the Allen Event Center in the actual arena where the Allen Americans play. So, mind you, I still haven't, to this point, I've been on skates now for almost a year, still haven't taken any proper lessons. Nathan teaches children like me how to skate, but we haven't really gotten to nail down a constant time, and just, it's been tough to really have a, when you have a sporadic schedule, to really, you know, get out there on a regular basis. But learning the sport has been extremely frustrating. It's been so tough, and that's with me playing golf. And golf has been regarded as one of the hardest sports in the world. Hockey, to me, is harder than golf has ever been or will ever be. That's also because I grew up playing golf. If I would have grown up playing hockey, which I wish, and God forbid, knock on wood, I ever have kids someday, man, I would love to teach the children that I spawn to play hockey. It's a fantastic sport to be around. The people are fantastic. They're super ultra friendly. If you are new to the sport and you let the guys know that, 9 times out of 10, it's pretty obvious. But if you let the people that you're skating with know that, they'll take it slow for you. They will not push you unless you need to be pushed, kind of thing. It's so much fun. I can go on for hours. This is just a small introductory into why and how I got into the sport and why I love the sport so much. It's a community. It's more about family and friendship than anything. It's just, it's an extremely gratifying community to be a part of. I can't say enough about the sport. I mean, that's basically really all I wanted to share with you guys today. I know this is a little bit different style of episodes than you're used to. I'm going to keep rolling out different ones, but I just want to say thank you to everyone that's been involved into me getting involved in the sport, to actually playing it, the lifestyle, the people behind it, the people that have taught me. And again, one more big shout out to the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. The guys down are up there in Chicago, because I'm down here in Dallas. But a big shout out to the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. And do not forget bladeshades.com. these guys did awesome work. Check them out. Grab you a pair. Grab you a set. And, yeah, keep skating. Keep after it. Go Stars. I'll see you guys tomorrow.